Audio presents Scam Goddess, Lessons from a Life of Cons, Grifts, and Schemes. Written by Lacey Mosley. Performed by Lacey Mosley. I have to start this dedication by thanking God, aka my mother, Lori Bishop, for letting me scam her out of her body's resources in the womb. Pregnancy is crazy, y'all. Did you know you could lose teeth? Your nipple could fall off? You could birth a child who wants to be an actor? Only one of those things happened to my mom, and I'm so grateful that she poured her life, love, and savvy ways into me. To my grandmother, I just know they got audiobooks in heaven by now. Thank you for scamming me into loving myself. And to Isaac, I love you, Daddy. Introduction. I went missing when I was 5. LOL. The day I went missing started off like they all do, with me running the shower and getting clean for the day. I was always an adult-kid hybrid. Even at 5, I would shower on my own and my mom would just give me a quick sniff to make sure I was clean. She had taught me how to bathe well. Don't use the same towel you use on your body, on your face. Wash behind your ears, and don't forget your neck and your belly button. We're Black, so legs and other extremities were a given. After my shower, while my mom was getting ready for work, I'd hop on the sink and brush my teeth. Just two girlies getting ready for their jobs. At the time, my only job was figuring out how to get my mom to fund my dreams of becoming a performer. Well, that and going to kindergarten. But I cared more about performing. Ever since getting my first laugh at a family reunion that summer, I had become addicted to the sound of laughter. Then when my family started going on about how funny I was or how I was a natural-born performer, I knew I had found the thing I wanted to do with my life. It takes a certain amount of delusion, to want to enter the entertainment industry. And I'm lucky that I was born mildly crazy. I had no fear as a kid. Spending summers on a sprawling country road where your neighbors are also your family members and everyone loves each other gives you a sense of unflappable stability. I miss those days. The beginning stages of any dream is where the fun is. It's all potential. Potential is sexy. It's the thing we love in ourselves and other people. I had a lot of potential as a kid, and I wanted to utilize that potential. As soon as I realized performing was my calling, I sat my mom down and calmly explained that the natural next step, in my opinion, was to move to Hollywood. Reminder, I was in kindergarten, so my mom was like, "Hell no, I'm not going to drive you around to auditions and live out of my car and make my life all about you."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?